Taking a nice deep breath in, finding yourself in a comfortable seated position with your spine erect and your feet on the floor, arms and legs comfortably relaxed. Send a grounding cord down from the base of your spine to the center of the earth. Make the grounding cord nice and wide. Set the grounding cord on release and begin to release the excess energy of the body. For men and women who have trained with me, release your male and female bodies. And then we'll be moving up to the adrenal glands. Draw a line of energy as wide as your wrist, hollow in the center, from the adrenal glands that sit on top of the kidneys, 2 inches off of the spine and 1 inch up from the waistline. Send those little grounding cords down to the first chakra base of the spine and then down to the center of the earth. Release your adrenal glands. You can imagine putting a little release button on those glands and really letting them clear out. Clear out all the fight or flight energy, the stress out energy, worry and anxiety. Plug the sciatic nerve into the adrenal glands, just like you would plug in an electric cord into the wall. And then just imagine the entire nervous system clearing out through the adrenals. So all the beautiful lacy network of nerves is now just draining out through those adrenals and the grounding cord that goes to the center of the earth. And as that happens, your nervous system quiets and we come into that restful parasympathetic nervous system, being very relaxed and at peace. Popping up to the center of the head, sitting in your throne in the center of the head. Looking around the center of your head, if there's any excess looping thoughts, or if you have it more visually like cobwebs or boxes, let's go ahead and clean that out. Open a trap door out the back of the head. Take a spiritual fire hose or a giant Roomba or a rake or a big shop vac, and let's just get it all cleaned out. Just take a moment, clean out the center of your head. And then anything that you're cleaning out, whether you're hosing it out or vacuuming it out or raking it out, whatever you're doing, let's let it go out the trapdoor and down the big grounding cord at the base of the spine. And when you've completed, go ahead and shut the trapdoor, pop out the top of the head, pull in your aura to 18 inches around your body. It should feel snug, like a sleeping bag. Make the outside edge of your aura sharp and defined. Double check that you have a nice sharp edge behind you. Smooth out any dings or dents in the aura. Fill in any holes in the aura. And then let's go ahead and put a golden Roomba at the top of your head. And let that spiral around. It's going to clean out all the dust bunnies and fuzz balls that you've picked up in your aura as you've gone about your day, walking through other people's auras. Let's just set that Roomba to work. It's spiraling down around your head, neck and shoulders, torso, cleaning up all the dust bunnies and fuzz balls, continuing around your thighs, your knees, your calves, your ankles, your feet, under your feet. Golden Roomba down the big grounding cord. Let's get rid of that. We're opening those feet chakras to earth energy. Feet chakras are like lotuses, and they're also like camera lenses. So you just kind of have the shutter open, and you let earth energy come up through the feet, ankles, shins, calves, knees, thighs, out the hips and down the grounding cord. beautiful. As you open to earth energy, your feet represent your soul understanding, your legs representing your ability to take your next steps. Find a place in the universe that's in affinity with you. Bring a line of energy from that place. Could be a star, a constellation, a beautiful temple that you've been to. Bring a line of energy from that place into the back of your head, 1 inch above where the spine meets the skull. Bring that energy down through your neck and shoulders. Arms, elbows, forearms, wrists, hands, through the fingers and out the fingertips. Clearing out your creative channels, your ability to grasp and receive, burdens and responsibilities all being washed away. Bringing more of that energy down your back channels, the spine and the meridians on either side of your spine. It's okay not to know where everything is. Your body knows perfectly how to do this. And bringing that energy right down into your hips and looping up through the belly, through the chest, through the neck, through the head, out the top of the head, fountaining out like a beautiful Italian fountain, bathing and cleansing your aura. And that's called energy running. Let's go ahead and put a beautiful protection rose at the front edge of your aura, on the outside of your aura. Put a 2-foot rose. This serves to collect negative energy as you go through your day. Ground that 2-foot rose to the center of the planet with either roots or a grounding cord. And just for fun, let's go ahead and put a stick of dynamite under it and blow it up. And replace it with another rose grounded to the center of the earth. And then let's go to the top of your head. Put a golden sun at the top of your head. Giant golden sun as big as a house. Bring that golden sun into your body, filling every cell of your body. And we're going to fill in all the spaces and places that have been cleared. Gold is the energy of the divine. Let's just fill that up until you have a chance to put your own energy in there. And then let's put another golden sun at the top of your head, a golden sun of validation. You are capable, competent, intelligent, loving, and lovable. Meditation comes easy to you. And let's bring that golden sun into your body and let all of that validation really fit and fill all the cells of your body, feeling your cells so happy with this validation. Every cell in your body is singing with happiness. And one more golden sun, and there you sit as a handsome yogi or a beautiful yogini at the top of your head. Pop yourself back into your body with this golden sun. Just use that golden sun like a spiritual shoehorn. Get yourself back into your body better than you ever have before. And let's do it in present time, so let's pull a spirit out of all the creative projects you've been working on that are out in front of you. And let's bring the body into present time. So we've got spirit in present time and body in present time, and click it in. Just like you're clicking in a seatbelt, you're clicking your spirit into your body, wiggling your fingers and toes, really filling yourself out better than you ever have before, spirit and body. 3 breaths in, cleansing breaths. And coming back into the room. May it be with the blessings of the Supreme Being that this healing meditation is complete. Amen.